We totally dissociate ourselves from such illicit machinations, and we dismiss those reports as nothing but falsehoods and ill-conceived and unfortunate. Because the whole essence is that as civil servants, we chose legitimate leadership after the other leadership's mandate had expired. And once leadership's mandate has expired, I don't know why they should be brought through the back door. We have legitimate leadership of civil servants and would not accept a situation where particular leaders think that they are infinite, that they should stay for time immemorial, that they should always be the ones calling the shots. And we want the new Apex Council leadership led by Comrade Zasunga to negotiate with the government. We would not accept a situation where government tells us who should lead us in engagement with the government. And we will not accept a situation where leadership sleeps or goes or romances with the employer and then tells us that everything is good. We know how much the old council has done good and how much it has also done a lot of bad things. And we thank them for running their track or their kilometers. And we hope that this is high time that new brooms must sweep the dirty within the government. And we want this new leadership to lead us in negotiation and will not accept a position where the employer chooses leaders for civil servants.